You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development, your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
I'm speaking with Juanita Gledhill. She's principal with MCC Group. Juanita's a leadership and management consultant specializing in governance and operational leadership development. Welcome, Juanita.
Thank you, Elaine. I'm delighted to be here.
Good. Now, today we're going to talk about nimble decision making. And of course, the first question I have to ask you is, what in the world do you mean by nimble decision making?
So, Elaine, really, when we think about nimble decision making, what we're thinking about is the ability to move with ease, the ability for boards in particular to make timely and efficient decisions and have that readiness to be making decisions in response to what's going on around them.
Okay, is that not usually happening at boards?
Not always. There's lots of work on getting ready to make decisions. This is about actually making those decisions in a very timely and responsive way, and that's the defining factor of nimble decision making.
Okay. Now, I know that when you talk about this topic, you talk about being on top of emerging trends. And if you're talking about being timely, of course, that makes some sense. But why do you focus on that?
We focus on emerging trends because in our world of 724 technology, things happen at such a rapid pace. And if we're not constantly being aware and scanning for what is happening in our industry, in our associations, then we're going to be reacting constantly. Nimble decision making improves our ability to react when we have to, but it also allows our decision making to start to be a little bit proactive as well if we know what's coming at us and coming down from things that have happened in other parts of the province or in other industries that may be similar or impact our industry.
Right, and of course we, you know, anyone in governance talks about, you know, staying at that 20,000 foot level and being able to see the big picture, and this feeds into all of that, I guess, as well, doesn't it?
It certainly does. The primary role of a board is to be strategic, to have oversight on the operations, and ultimately to be accountable for what is being delivered back to the membership. And that really does tie in with nimble decision making.
Well, good. So you skirted it a little bit, but what gets in the way of a board making timely and effective decisions?
A few things get in the way. A few things play out at a board table. Sometimes it's personal self-interest. People aren't parking their own personal agendas at the door as they should be. Mm-hmm. When they walk through that door, they are there representing the membership and doing what's in the best interest of the association, not what may be in their own best interest. It can be lack of trust. They may not really trust their colleagues. They may not know them all that well. It could be fear of making the wrong decision. And that usually comes from not feeling like they've had enough information to make that decision. It can also be a lack of focus. We're all really, really busy all the time. And if we haven't read our material before coming into the meeting, we might hold back on making that decision because we just don't feel prepared. Another piece is sometimes boards get into a habit of delay tactics. So something's come up and it needs a decision, but let's have a committee look at it. And the committee has to meet a few times, and that really puts it off, which really is the opposite of timely and efficient decision making at the end of the day.
And I'm sure that happens more often with those really tough decisions, decisions that boards don't really want to make, like raising dues or...
Those tough decisions see all of these barriers come into play because people start to think about, how am I going to explain that decision? How can I justify it? And a lot of that is in the preparedness and what comes after the decision is made, which is what is the implementation plan? What do the communication pieces need to be? What is the rationale for making this decision? And so being informed, doing your homework, being prepared, listening to your colleagues in deliberation, all the different viewpoints will actually help you be ready to make that decision and then communicate that decision, especially those tough decisions.
Excellent. Very good. Well, I've been speaking with Juanita Gledhill on the topic of nimble decision making. You can learn more about Juanita at mccgroup.ca, and be sure to check out our many articles and resources at area.com/leadership.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to ARIA.com/leadership.